In September of 2001, Bill Fitz retired from his job as a computer scientist at the University of Alabama and almost at once began his He Needed Killing mystery series. In this first novel, the protagonist, James F. Crawford, takes early retirement from his job at the Computer Center, Department of Technology, at a university very like the U of A, in a town called Shelbyville. All ironies intended, I am sure. A town which looks altogether a lot like Tuscaloosa. Crawford detests his boss, the arrogant and incompetent Sean Thomas, so much that he refuses to attend his own retirement party. The ceremony goes on anyway, and Sean, it seems, eats some potato salad, to which he knew he was allergic, and then dies. Why would he do that? Even though everyone hates Sean, even his fiancée, Veronica, Jim Crawford would have been the prime suspect had he been there, but he wasn't. Very soon, Albert Worthy, Sean's assistant, is found dead, hanging in his own downtown loft apartment, apparently a victim of autoeroticism gone as bad as Sean's potato salad. The university provost, Rufus George, a good man, believes the deaths were murders and asks Jim to investigate, Jim having had some little training in the Navy Reserve for shore patrol. Jim is struck by the difference between the sage provost and the careerist Sean. Quote, one cared about how to make the world better, while the other cared about making himself look better. End quote. Crawford is an unlikely sleuth, but he goes forward anyway. Needed Killing is a kind of cozy, in the same vein as Ann George's Southern Sisters series, with a relatively leisurely pace. There are corpses, but no blood or violence. The plotting is not slick, but it is workmanlike, and Fitz establishes Crawford as a likable fellow. He enjoys cooking and has a cat and a dog. Fitz thinks that the cat and dog and meals are more interesting to the reader than they actually are, but this is a small complaint. More fun is his running commentary on life on campus. The staff parking permits, which over the years cost more and more, are, quote, like hunting licenses, end quote. No guarantee is included. Driving on campus while searching for a space involves avoiding running over students who stroll in the road, phoning and texting. While the provost, quote, an accomplished politician, end quote, speaks at the memorial service, quote, he couches his remarks in glowing, respectful terms that were, when you got right down to it, vague and meaningless, end quote. The town homicide detective, Captain Jim Ward, is insulted that some person of influence has put Crawford, an amateur, on the case. But Crawford explains, this time the use of influence is different. The university administrator wants, quote, to uncover a crime, not cover it up, end quote. Using his computer and editing skills, Crawford reconstructs the retirement party on screen in the university's brand new multimedia room using footage from a variety of closed TV cameras, finally creating a 360-degree record of the event from the point of view of the potato salad. The mystery is solved. Crawford has a lady friend, Bobby, an editor at the university press. Bobby loathes her boss, the press director, and in Fitz's second novel, He Needed Killing Too, she will be the prime suspect when the press director is killed. One wonders how many people on this campus Fitz thinks need killing.